Right now it is time for our final weather forecast of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Good morning, everybody. And a little bit on the wet, soggy side. That's going to be the theme right into the new year, I'm afraid. There's a cold front that's moving south. So light rain, then a little sun breaks out this afternoon. 45 to 50 for the high. Tonight, front goes south, stalls, clear cold, about 20. Midnight temperature, 31. Storm forms on the front in the Gulf of Mexico, travels north into the Ohio Valley. So for Friday, sun, followed by clouds. We have a wintry mix coming in tomorrow evening in the middle 30s. That wintry mix tomorrow night will change to rain. So that by Saturday, lingering rain may even give way to some sun, 45 to 50. Very similar pattern to today. Then on Sunday, here comes a sneaky storm, again near Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, moving northeastward toward Cape Cod. I think we're going to have a chance of snow showers breaking out later Sunday, 35 to 40. And then a wintry mix Sunday night, ending early Monday morning with highs in the 40s. So a sloppy, three, 4 days ahead. And, you know, none of which at this point to any kind of big snowfall for us. So it's not terrible.
Well, it's terrible this morning, and I'll tell you why. The temperature at my house when I always check before I go out because I don't want to slip and fall was 35. But the person that comes and watches my dogs slipped and fell. And so I went out and looked. If you live in a house that has a stone path, a dirt path, or if you park in dirt on dirt, and that dirt was what got wet,
right?
The ground has held the freezing
moisture,
point.
So you get a little bit of like black ice.
A lot of black ice at my house. I actually had to use those cleats on my feet, and also a walker because it was like glare. Okay. Now, it's not going to be that way at everybody's house. I was explaining to people, just be careful when you step out this morning. Your decks are going to be fine because they're not attached to the ground. They're not going to be frozen. My deck was not frozen at all. But, boy, the minute you got to the stones that were implanted and the grass and the dirt around it, and then my driveway where the cars were parked, glare ice. So I used a walker and cleats to get to my car this morning. But it looked funny. But you know what? It was a safe way to do it.
So what appears to be at this point right now, what appears to be wet could be ice.
It's not in roads and it's not your deck this time. But if it's on the ground and a lot of sun doesn't hit it, I'm telling you, be careful. Just be careful. Because it's one of those, when people walk on ice and they know there's ice there, but if you don't know there's ice there and you go ahead full speed, you can be in for a real good fall. So just take caution when you're walking out to your car.
And be careful, right?
Anyways.
Good advice. I searched for an appropriate year-end poem, and I found one on the internet. And I said, I'm going to read it to our listeners this morning because I thought it really was done very, very well. So here we go. This year has been marked with reflection and change. Some days feel good, others feel strange. We've learned to work differently and love more unconditionally. We try to tune out the stress, but sometimes life feels like a mess. We find ways to turn negatives into good and learn new skills that we thought we never could. We find ways to travel to less congested places, and we meet our friends with covered faces. Hopefully this year has been filled with opportunity, and we've tried to exercise and strengthen our immunity. 2020 hasn't been like we expected, but we found new ways to stay connected. Hug your kids and enjoy the outdoors. Worry less about the very small chores. Things will get better because they usually do. Enjoy what you love and learn something new. Don't forget to pray and always be kind. Try to stay positive and learn to unwind. The story has been written. Good wins in the end. Prayers for all my family and friends.
There you go. Where'd you find that?
I found it on the internet. I did a lot of searching. And I mean, I kept reading. And then I said, you know, this is just not what I want. And then all of a sudden, I found this. And it was written by, Craig, looks like Craig Alter, Mercy Health Marketing Manager from Cincinnati, Ohio. And of course, he didn't title it. Then you think it was just perfect for our time?
Yeah, it's a nice little poem, yeah. And Cincinnati, yeah, Ohio is the home of the world famous chili spaghetti. Did you know that?
Oh, it is. I didn't know that.
They make spaghetti with chili, and it's done in Cincinnati in that region of Ohio like nowhere else.
Wow.
See, you can ask me about different towns, and I'll tell you about different foods. Other people will tell you about landmarks they see and everything. I mean, it's where I've been and food I've tasted. Oh, got to go there. Forget about that. There might be some great historical thing there.
Yeah, that you would not know, right? I don't know about, I don't know how chili would taste with spaghetti, but, not to beat your failure, but a try, right?
It's you know what? Other places down south have barbecue spaghetti, where people, make their own homemade barbecue sauce and put it on spaghetti. And, it's not something that I could eat every day, but it doesn't taste bad. And chili spaghetti is very good, but boy, is it filling. Because you get a whole lump of spaghetti when you get it, and then they put like a quarter of a pound of chili on top of it. So it's filling, but it's just one of those things. So anyway, I'm going to bed early tonight. There's no doubt about it because there's obviously something. 2020 will have one more surprise for us before it ends. I'm just convinced of that. It's just been, it's very rare that a year has been this consistently bad, but this year really has been consistently bad. It's been bad for everybody. Worse for people who are of low income, and worse for people that lost jobs, and worse for people if you're in the restaurant industry. You literally have lost a whole year of your life, of what you do, and you're struggling. So, I mean, this really has been a year that you just want to shed. You know, every year you like to say, okay, let's wipe the slate clean, we'll start over again. Well, this year really is a year that you want to wipe the slate clean and start over again.
And someone said to me, so, what was the best thing that happened to you in the year 2020? And I said, I know you're going to laugh, but the best thing that happened to me was mouse-proofing my cabin.
Well, there you go.
That was it. I mean, that was the best thing. We were able, thank God, I call it my little paradise up there tucked away in northwest New Jersey. Thank God I had that cabin and on a lake. Otherwise, I would have been like everybody else this past summer, confined to a small space and not really moving too far away from that. But remember, we also went to Maine, and I enjoyed 4 or 5 days there, and it wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was very quiet, but at least I was able, I didn't hardly take any vacation, as you know. I took those 4 or 5 days there and then a day here and there, so didn't have much time off this year.
The two best things that happened to me this year, of course, my daughter Karen got married, which was a great thing. And also, Sam, my son, he had another baby, and my son Mark. So there's three things, three new additions to a family, babies and a son-in-law. So those things made the year, and everybody was healthy in my family. I lost my sister, which was a horrible thing. I just lost my cousin the other day, which was a bad thing, but that was made up by the two births and the wedding. So. And to me, those are the great things that happened to me this year. So there you go.
That's good. And I'm hoping for lots and lots of better things for all of us in the new year. Of course, I won't see you tomorrow, but I'll be back.
You'll be back on Monday, right?
On Monday. Yeah.
Well, just in honor of you not seeing me tomorrow, I think I'll play something that sooner or later nobody's going to know who the hell this is. But this is Guy Lombardo and the Canadians, right, Pat?
Yeah.
And this is the song that's played at midnight. Pat, I want you to have a great night tonight, and I'll speak to you next year.
And you do the same. Be safe, everybody.
All right, take care, Pat. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.